Han leaned toward Kaeg and pointed a finger at him.
You see now, that's where your story falls apart. Lando isn't the kind of guy who fails to show with no explanation. He would have said why he couldn't make it.
Kaeg showed his palms in mock surrender.
Look, I've told you all I know.
He focused his attention on Leia.
Lando kept the message short. I'm assuming that's because he didn't want everyone in the Rift to know his business.
And why would that happen?
Leia asked.
Do you have a habit of breaking confidences?
Kaeg scowled and shook his head.
Of course not, he said. But I told you, Lando sent that message over the Rift Mesh.
And?
Han asked.
Kaeg sighed in exasperation. You really don't understand how things work here, he said. The Rift Mesh is an open network. Open, as in one single channel. Everybody listens with nothing encrypted. If a message is encrypted, the beacons won't even relay it. That makes it tough to keep a secret, but it also makes life hard on the pirates. They can't coordinate a swarm attack if everybody is listening on their chatter over the Rift Mesh.
And that works?
Han asked. Kaeg waggled a hand.
It's not perfect. The pirates find other ways to coordinate, he said. But the mesh is better than nothing, and it helps the rest of us track one another, so our tugs don't pile up when a good hyperspace lane opens.
Han turned to Leia.
That actually makes sense.
As far as it goes.
Leia did not take her eyes off Kaeg.
But he's been working pretty hard to get us to take him on, and that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know.
Han glanced back at their confused-looking table companion.
Since when do tug captains have time to take on extra work as tour guides?
The confusion vanished from Kaeg's face.
Is that all that's troubling you?
He asked.
My tug has been in for repairs for a month. That's how Lando knew I would be here to give you his message. And quite honestly, I could use something to do.
Han considered this, then nodded and holstered his blaster.
Maybe we're being too hard on the kid, he said. After all, he did know about Lando's stock of Corellian reserve.
Leia continued to study Kaeg for a moment, no doubt scrutinizing him through the Force, then said,
Fair enough. But he's worried about something.
Yeah, Kaeg said. I'm worried that you aren't going to let me guide you to Sarnas.
He glanced toward the door again.
But if you don't want my help, you know how to use a holochart.
He started to rise.
Not so fast, kid.
Han grabbed Kaeg's arm.
You've been watching the door since you got here. You expecting someone?
Not anymore, Kaeg said, still watching the front of the cantina. If you don't mind, I have things to do.
Han pulled the asteroid miner back down, then followed his gaze and saw a huge, scaly green figure entering the cantina. The reptiloid was so tall he had to duck as he stepped through the entrance, and his thick arms hung from shoulders so broad that they rubbed both sides of the doorframe. His spiny skull crest almost scraped the ceiling, and a thick tail swept the floor behind him. The creature stopped just inside the room, vertical pupils dilating to diamonds as his pale eyes adjusted to the dim light.
Who's that?
Han asked, keeping one eye on the newcomer.
No one you'd ever want to meet.
Kaeg slid into the back of the booth and slumped down in the shadows.
One of the Nargons.
Who are the Nargons?
Leia asked.
I'm not familiar with that species.
Lucky you,
Kaeg said, sinking even deeper into his seat.
You should try to keep it that way.
Care to explain why?
Han asked.
And while you're at it, maybe why you're hiding from that one.
As Han spoke, two more Nargons ducked through the door, their big hands hanging close to the blasters in their knee holsters. They stepped forward to flank the first one and began to scan the cantina interior. Kaeg was careful to avoid looking in their direction.
Who says I'm hiding?
Kid, I was ducking bounty hunters before your grandfather met your grandmother.
As Han spoke, The first Nargon's glaze reached their table and stopped.
I know the signs. So answer the question, or you're on your own.